good service we've already had, the good singing. Appreciate the visitors, amen? Thank y'all for showing up. I tell you what, just for a little while tonight, if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn to 1 Peter. We're going to start with chapter 4, 1 Peter chapter 4. It says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let them do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and on their part he is evil spoken of you, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at what it begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator." Now we've read a whole chapter in Peter. And if you get the message here, I promise you, it's a message that I don't even like preaching, amen. It's a message of suffering. Unless we here think that we be exalted and that we've arrived, I want to ask you a question just this past week. How much suffering have you suffered this week? How much suffering have you went through for the cause of Christ this week, Brother Terry Rice? Open us up. This will keep us on a belt check tonight. And the reason why I preach this is because there was a time in my life many moons ago that I went to a church, and I'll tell you what, it was a Bible preaching church. We had things going on all the time. We went down to the water gardens and we fed hungry people. We fed them breakfast. We fed them lunch. We preached to them. We had something going on all the time, and there was a time that I thought that I had arrived. The more I'd done, the more that I just, you know, felt like that, buddy, God needed me. May I remind us tonight that God doesn't need you tonight. In each and every benevolent deed that we do is for the His glory and not of ours, amen. Because God tells us in chapter 1, forasmuch that as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, may I remind you tonight that He came down from the portals of heaven, amen. He lived on this very earth and He suffered. He lived and died for our sins, amen. Without that holy sacrifice, we would not have an out tonight. I praise God on that behalf tonight, amen. I'm going to tell you what, He suffered. He suffered on this earth, amen. How much suffering have we been doing? I'd like to say most of the suffering most of us do is worried about how much sleep we're going to get before we come down to the house of God, because we stayed up too late watching the Astro game, amen. Oh, how we're suffering for Christ tonight, amen. May I remind you tonight that has nothing to do with the will of God watching an Astro game. Even though, buddy, I really enjoyed it, amen. I don't think I missed very many minutes or very many innings about the Astros. But it has nothing to do with suffering. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, tonight, that God's will for us as Christians is that we might be in His will, and you will suffer, amen. You will suffer. He says, for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. He said, look, I suffered, and I want you to arm yourself and realize that when you live for me and you get in my will, you will suffer for the cause of Christ. Most of us don't have too much suffering, do you? You know why? Because we're so full of ourselves, amen. We don't have time to be in the perfect will of God, amen. Isn't it something how we ought to be raising our kids? To raise them, look, you know what? It's not all fun and games being a Christian, amen. Not everybody's going to love you and like you. I'll tell you what, I've said it before and I'll say it again tonight. Everybody loves us, amen. You know why? Because we're not in the perfect will of God. If we spoke up and we stood up and we were in the will of God, I'm going to tell you what, the world would absolutely hate you tonight. You say, well, that's not what I've been taught. You've been taught wrong. The Bible tells us they hated our Savior, and they'll hate you for preaching and teaching the same thing. But no, as a whole, we do not want to hear that. Oh, how we love the praises of men tonight. Boy, I do. Oh, how we want everybody to love us. Oh, yes, I do tonight. But I'll tell you what God said. I want to arm, may you arm yourself and be in that mind that you're going to suffer as a Christian. And it says that he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live in the rest of his time in the flesh. Do you remember that point in time when you were lost and undone without God, that you lived in such a way that the world loved you tonight? It was because you lived for the flesh. You lived for your will, amen. But to the will of God is what He wants us to be living in. It says, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wines, revelings, banquetings and I would vomit all idolatries. I'm going to tell you what, that's why I told you that if you think you're saved tonight and you didn't have a past life, you're living a lie tonight, amen. I'll tell you what, if you go to the same bar room, if you do the same things, you're not saved tonight, amen. You ought to have a times past in a time that I'm going to tell you what, that you realize something was different in your life, amen. Wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. I'm going to tell you what, there was a time when you run with that wild crowd, amen. And they loved you because you were one of their own, amen. But I'll tell you what, when you know Christ in the free pardon of sin tonight, that same crowd will not run with you. I'll tell you what, because you're a thorn in their flesh. And you will not run with them. But I'll tell you what, you have a problem tonight if you're still running with the same old crowd. You have a problem tonight. Who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? Says, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober. I'm going to tell you, are you sober tonight? Got to be responsible. Got to be ready. Got to be prayed up, studied up, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. I'm going to tell you what, how's your charity doing tonight? How's your hospitality doing tonight? We've got visitors here tonight. How many of us come up and welcome those people down here at the house of God? They took time out of their busy schedule to come right down in here and worship us. And we thank God for any visitors that come here. Amen. Oh, yes. And above all things, have fervent charity. Use hospitality. And as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. If many man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise, dominion, forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened among you. I'm going to tell you what he said. Don't think it strange because people's going to hate you and you will go through sufferings as a Christian if you are in the perfect will of God. I'm going to tell you what most people think when I walk down the aisle and I get saved, everything is going to be rosy. And I'm going to tell you what he tells us, don't think it strange because you got some trials and you got some sufferings coming your way, amen. I'm going to tell you what most of the time we live here on earth and we never go through a trial or never go through sufferings for Christ. And it's because you're either not saved or you're a very weak Christian. Amen. Weak. Weak. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Isn't it something when he says to go ahead and rejoice? When you suffer for him, he said rejoice in it, amen. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, when's the last time you've been reproached for the name of Christ? Well, it's been a while. You know why? Because you've done nothing for Christ. You've just been walking in the motion. You've just been doing nothing for Christ. Yes, I get up. I go down faithful to the house of God. I'll put my tithe in. I'll put my offering in. But I'll tell you what, you will never suffer like Christ suffered if you just do that in your Christian walk. Amen. Yes, we don't want to hear this. You know what? Because it lights a fire under us. It shows us, you know what, that we have not arrived. There There's still a work to be done. There's still sufferings to be suffered out there. Amen. But it says, let none of you suffer as a murderer, as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. I tell you what, he brought up some mighty hard things. And you know what? He said, don't be a busybody in other men's matters. Isn't that something how he put it in the same phrase as murderer or as a thief? Mind your own business tonight. If all you can do is meddle in other men's matters, you are not in the perfect will of God. I can tell you that right now. It said, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Well, I'm going to tell you what, God's told us, and he's got a plan for us. And it's not just to walk around the tulips and just to go to these little old loblolly churches, amen, that do nothing. They say nothing, and they do nothing, amen. It's time to wake up. Oh, yes, it's a great thing, and I'm glad we've got nursing home people going out there. That's a great work. Picking up a sign and going out and protesting. And by the way, I'm praying the next big fag rally at Nacogdoches, I promise you I'll be right in the middle of it, amen. It's time to wake up and suffer as a Christian, amen. Nobody wants to suffer. You know why? Because we want to take the easy way out. Boy, I'm saved. I'm going to do the very least. And I'll tell you what, God wants our whole heart. Amen. And he said, glorify when you're being reproached. It says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. It is here. And if it first begin at us, God said, judgment's coming. It's here, and I'm going to start with you. Amen. That's the reason why an old preacher will get up and the man of God will get up and challenge you. Amen. Because we know that judgment must begin in us. Amen. He said it. Judgment must begin at us. It says, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? I can tell you right now, the ungodly and the sinner will find hell one of these days. Hell awaits them. Oh, they're going to suffer, but it'll be suffering in hell. I'm going to tell you what, I got friends and family that think they got the bull by the horn. They're living in such a way. They don't like God. They don't like the Bible. They despise Bible preaching. But I'll tell you what, one of these days, we're going to suffer here on earth. But when we get to heaven, it'll be shout-out time. They're living a dream now, but one of these days, hell awaits them. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as a faithful creator. I'd like to end tonight by saying, keep on keeping on. Are you in the perfect will of God? Each and every one of us, I promise you, we hadn't arrived here tonight. There's a growing. It may have some growing pains, but I promise you, I can promise you nothing but being in the will of God, you're going to suffer for Christ. We think, hey, you know what? They loved Jesus Christ. No, they didn't. They absolutely despised him until they killed him on an old Roman cross. Are we much better than that? Are we better than Jesus tonight? Have we arrived tonight? How much suffering have you suffered this last week? That's the question tonight. So you know what? My prayer, and I always try to leave with a prayer. My prayer tonight is each and every one, starting with myself, get into that perfect will of God, and the world will let you know how much of that will you really walk in your life, because you'll suffer for it. So we pray tonight. Listen, isn't that something? I'm going to pray that you suffer this week. But suffer in the right way. That's my prayer. Let's all stand. Brother Rocky, why don't you dismiss us?